Sounds real good. Loud and clear. WRMV 624.
F-64, thank you for the comeback.
Hey, you bet. Sounds like you're driving.
I'm at that. I'm actually just the other side of, coming up on Wonder, I guess.
Okay. Very good. Coming to town or heading towards the coast?
I'm headed towards the coast, but I'm not going to the coast. I am going to stop at home before I get there.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, very good. Well, good signal from there. The road noise I can hear is minimal. Audio's clear. Full strong signal to the repeater, so I guess we couldn't ask for more.
This is a real basic little radio, but it's been a little gem to me.
I kind of thought maybe so. Here's a suggestion. Key down the mic for a fraction of a second longer, and then speak. You're cutting off the half of your first syllable.
Copy that. I have a problem with that on my HT, too. I'm on my HT a lot, and I need to hold the button just a little bit longer so the PL codes can actually get through. But thank you for pointing that out, because every once in a while I need to slap around a little bit and say, hey, I didn't hear that first word.
Very good. Yeah, that was a lot better. Yeah, it's real easy to quick key, as they might call it. Yeah, it takes a few moments. 120 milliseconds or something for 6 or 8 cycles worth of this tone, 141.3, to be detected. All right, have a good day.
You have a great day yourself. I'm going to go ahead and enjoy the rest of my day off. I had to go to a couple doctor's appointments and got those all taken care of. And the next one that tells me I'm heartless, I can say, you're wrong. I actually seen pictures of it. But now I got the rest of the day off to do what I want, so I'm going to go enjoy my day, and you should enjoy yours as well.
Well, I am. I am retired, but I have a lot of things I'm always having to do. I've kind of got the day off myself. The thing I really want to do, kind of need to do, is go to the dumps. Truck's been loaded for a week and a half. I went a while ago, but they were replacing railroad ties across the road that leads to the dump, and I haven't been back since. It's always a good day when you go to the dumps. So, yeah, right now I'm actually working on a guitar amplifier, and that is now concluded. So I'm actually thinking what I'm going to do next, maybe get something to eat.
What kind of guitar amplifier are you working on? I have a couple of those floating around my house as well. I've been accused of being a musician on a couple of occasions.
I'll bet more than that, huh? Uh-huh. Your modesty is present, for sure. Well, I've been playing for, 30, 40, 50 years, and I've got a small combo, single 10-inch, and it's a modeling amp, so it has all those different, settings and sounds and stuff. I'm not real happy with the clean sound. I can't get it clean enough that I'd really like. In those settings, there's a clean and a California clean. The California clean is really nice. It's much more full. But maybe it's my hearing. I don't know. But on the high end, say you take the high-end E string, and you twang it hard, I hear distortion, and I don't like that. So what I just did is I drilled 2 3/4-inch holes in the back of the cabinets closed, and that's going to be like, half-inch particle board or something, right? Mounted 2 1/4-inch jacks into fender washers and attached the fender washers from the inside to those holes. So if the back is flush, but if you look in there, you'll see 2 1/4-inch jacks. One goes to the speaker and one goes to the amplifier. So it will require a jumper like to a stomp box just to go between the two, which I have that in front of me. Therefore, if I wanted one an external amplifier with pedals, I have a clean amp. It's not a guitar amp. It's just a PA amp, if you will. It's used for any reason. High end. I can run that into the speaker only in this cabinet, such that if it's sitting on its little stand with its kind of like tie-dye cloth over the front, unique to me, that could still be physically and sound-wise front and center off the ground, but running by external sources, it's an experiment.
That sounds like a pretty innovative solution to me. I've got a Marshall 800, you know, it's a single stack though. But I've gone to using my little Boss pedal. I've got a Boss DX100, and I run that straight into the mains and use my monitor for a guitar monitor, and I got less gear to move, and I've got every tone you could ever ask for already programmed in, and you know, it's pretty friendly once you set it up. You know where you're going. You've got your five or six sounds that you use all the time, and I found that to be all sorts of fun, and it's great in the recording studio also.
Yeah, copy that. Okay. Well, when you can afford, not monetarily, but the space and the place to be around, you know, monitors, mains, mixers, okay, that's great. You have it come through your monitors, you hear yourself good. I think that's what you're referring to. I do have all of that. I've got four monitors with separate EQ and separate volumes, but it's all from the same monitor mix, one, and then mains and all that, 600 channel, all that stuff, and a sub, 1200 watt. I used to host an outdoor music festival at a radio communications facility that had a big open lot out front at 4,600 feet above Weimar for 21 years in a row without missing one, probably 12 years ago now. So that's why I acquired so much live sound. But, you know, I also need just a little amp that I could take to wherever. I go to open mics and open jams. The Area 61 in Merlin will be hosting outdoor open jams on an outdoor stage when the weather gets better. And I could plug directly into their PA with or without pedals. Sometimes people are really into it, bring their own amp, set it on stage, and let it rip. Well, I want to have that capability. So also now, if I'm splitting the amp and the speaker, realize the other direction I can go is I could take the amp out and run that to a separate cabinet or an additional cabinet, pairing them if I want what's in the box, in the combo, and external. So again, back to kind of being an experiment. So what's your preference? Country, jazz, hard rock, classic rock? What do you do?
Well, I played in a Celtic band at Area 61. I traveled with a hair metal band back in the 80s. I'm pretty much, and I like country music too. I'm pretty all around, like it all. As far as preference of playing, classic rock and Celtic is just fun on the bass. It's not as much fun on the guitar, but it's fun on the bass.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Very good. Good. Well, I gravitate to rock, classic rock, and some country ones here and there, but. You know, I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm 70 years old, and I graduated down there in 72, so I was around a lot of music of that era, classic rock, kind of like me. So, yeah, I have a lot of fun with it. Well, this is really great. See, this is the purpose or intention of which I tend to suggest to people on the radio to be conversational. You just never know where it leads. Yeah, my name is Steve, call sign WRIB624. I'm also a ham radio operator, and you can mention to me if you are or not. I suspect not. I don't know. Maybe it's due to GMRS. And I know a couple of folks here on the radio who are very much involved with music. In fact, you're probably familiar with Kimber, KRMB624, who hosts the Nets. Her and I have had two band practice sessions already, and we plan to be a duo at the open jams from time to time, open mics, it's different, separate days, at the Area 61 here in Merlin. So coincidentally, there's more to GMRS and music than you might have suspected. And there's more. Wes, who's on here a lot, he plays out and plays very, very well, etc. Welcome to the club.
Bobby, nice to meet you, Dave. Well, my name is also Dave. Most people call me Jammer or Jammer Dave. I don't get out to the open jams that much. But it's nice to know there's other musicians in the mix here. I am still just GMRS. I'm currently studying for my technician class, and I do plan to get that, and I'm going to keep going until I got the extra.
Very good, very good, very good. Well, I have my extra. I've been doing ham since, I've been licensed since about 73. I've been doing electronics all my life, built transmitters out of tubes in the 8th grade. The thing I can do to help you be acquiring equipment, you need coax, I've got tons of it. Stuff like that. There'll be a flea market. The SORC, Southern Amateur Radio Club, of which I'm the president, the Ham Club local, on June 7. And I'm looking at my whiteboard here. I'm trying to tell you when testing will be. It's not on my whiteboard. Shame of me. The SORC Club quarterly offers testing where you can attempt to get your ham license, upgrades, etc.
Yeah, I was aware that your club did that, and somewhere I wrote down one of the dates somebody found it for me. I am not ready yet. I don't really like to study material that I found online. Someone was asking me a bunch of questions, and I don't really want to study the questions. I want to study the material so that I can properly answer the questions.
Absolutely. Some people just remember the answers, and that's not fair. Are you on a handheld inside your car? I think you said you were on a mobile. Do you have an outside antenna on the rig? The reason I asked is you're totally broken up, or it was getting bad. And now you are completely broken up and dropping out most of the time. So you're either going to a bad spot or continue. You're either going through a bad spot or continuing into a bad spot. You're probably hearing me. All right? Well, if you come back and are still broken up, we'll carry this on some of the time. By the way, the name is Steve, S-T-E-V-E, by the way. Oh, he's a goner.
Try by me one more time. I'll get to the house. Where I have an antenna that will actually reach.
All I heard was an antenna that will actually reach. All right, well, you're, I'm really glad that you're involved with radio and interested in all this, and you'll be learning about antennas and things on the car, and, you know, I've got radios here I can sell cheap, might help get you into mobile or a base, you might need an outside antenna, I don't know. But the call again is WMB624, and, name is Steve. All right, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to finish this thing up and get something to eat, probably go to the dust, but let's hook up again. I believe your call, I only remember the last part of it, 331. I'll grab a piece of paper and write it down. I may or may not be able to copy it, but give it a shot.
You did get that right. It's Whiskey Sierra Golf Romeo 331.
Okay, Whiskey Sierra Golf Romeo 331. I started writing it down with a pen that ran out of one ankle I got with the WS. All right, I will put this in my logbook. I have a section for ham radio people and a section for GMRS people, and, you know, and information. And, you know, I'll make a notation, guitars and amps. Yeah, a Marshall, an 800. That's a head only, isn't it? Is that just a head?
Yeah, it's a GCM 800, and I've got the 412 1960 cabinet that goes with the plant cabinet that goes with it.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. I've got a Marshall head here also. I don't know the number. It was a trade a long time ago when I was trying to help somebody out. The model number is blocked on it. Now you got me curious. Well, all right, man. Well, maybe we can hook this up time and talk about radio or talk about music or whatever. But real pleasure to hook up with you. And I'm glad you've – let me ask you this. What was your interest to get involved with radio / GMRS? What brought you to this?
I didn't. drug so that I was legal to use a little bit more power and a better radio, and found out it's just a whole world of fun.
Okay, I got the last part, you know, hold more power and a lot of fun. The first part was still pretty broken, but I think you're sounding better again. So give me the brief version. What brought you to GMRS? Oh, man. Well, I thought there was hope, you know. But, yeah, he's just way out there in canyons or something. Maybe going south of the Applegate, I don't know. All right, well, you're completely out of the repeater. I'll be standing by here. I'm in my shack. It's a combination music room, office, and ham shack. So I'll be hanging. All right, this will be WA6. Oh, yeah, right. WRMB 624, standing by.